Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I want to talk about the stuff that Jesus said. I don't know why the religious world don't believe what he said. And what made Jesus Jesus was he said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. You know, if we would believe what Jesus said, you wouldn't have time for criticism. I want you to think about that. There's a scripture that I just flat love. I quote it almost every day. John 14:14. This is Jesus talking now. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, what's wrong with the church? Why do they fight that? He said anything. What does anything mean to anybody out there? Anything. Now, the church said, well, if it be his will, he didn't say that there. He said, ask me anything in my name. Now, you got to understand what that name means. That's the power of attorney to use his name. He says, I will do it. People get so mad at me because I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, and blessed going out. I like that. Why? Because I believe what he says. I don't struggle with it. I don't fight it. Sometimes I may not understand it completely, but that don't change it. I just still go ahead and do it. Here's another scripture, Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Now, what does all things mean to you? All things. What does anything mean to you? Anything. That's spiritual, physical, and financial. Jesus not playing games. You know, so many people thought Jesus was so poor. He never had a financial deficit in his life. He supported his 12 disciples and their families. He had partners like I have partners. Yeah, they ministered to him and his ministry. I call it the Jesus of Nazareth Evangelistic Association. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you understand to just believe what he says, and I've said this many times, if you want to get what he says, now this is very important. If you want to get what he says, anything, all things possible, never mix faith and time. Because time will become your enemy. And you say, you see, he didn't hear me, or he's not going to do it. That's time talking. You are an eternal being. Do you understand? You're a spirit housing a soul and clothed in a body. You know, when Jody was growing up, when I said something, she expected me to do what I said. She still does. And she's in her 50s. My granddaughter, soon to be 17. I can't believe that. Good God Almighty. But when I say something, she expects me to do what I say. Well, let me help you. When God says something, I expect him to do what he says. Now, I don't know why people struggle over that. I don't have it. Well, suppose it don't work. And how long do I have to pray for it and believe for it? Till you get it. My God. I mean, it's kind of like running. Okay, let me use women's makeup. Be kind of odd that you put makeup on this face, on this side, but not on it, because you got to, well, I took too much time. I'm going to leave the other one alone. Have you seen people sometime in Mardi Gras? We have Mardi Gras in New Orleans. They'll have a face painted on this side white and the other side black or something, you know, some kind of something like that. And it's kind of, you're kind of doing this. No, what you have to understand, you have to complete your destiny and reach your destination. And the only way you are going to do that is by believing what he says. By his stripes, you were healed. Now, I've heard people say this. I'm 75 years old. You know, as you get older, things break down. Really? That doesn't mean the devil don't try to attack you. Just refurbish what's breaking. You know, if you get tired of a piece of furniture, sand it off and put a different stain on it. You just refurbish it. Or if you get tired of looking at what you see, you redecorate it. But you don't just say, well, throw it away. No, you can fix things that need fixing. Let me say it again. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's St. John 14:14. Go read that today. And I'm telling you, it will help you. It's time for the church. It's time for Christians to believe what he says. I close with this. Will you believe what he says?